Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil DeSouza. This is show 71. I can't believe it, on 71 shows already. I hope you're keeping really well and you've had a great weekend. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about antioxidants, and we are also, towards the end of the show, going to be talking about sleep apnea as well. Two things that I'm sure you've probably heard of, but most people don't really understand them, know what they are, know what the issues are, or know much about them. So we're going to talk about those in a bit more detail in a moment. And on today's show, we have a special guest interview. We have Di McCann from Vibrational Sound Therapy. Good morning, Di.
Good morning, Neil.
It's great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Really looking forward to it.
And we're going to find out more about what Di does in about 20 minutes or so. So a quick reminder of the show's social media feeds. On Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, if you search the Health Matters Radio Show, you can follow the show's Facebook page. You'll be able to listen again to this show and all previous 70 shows on the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. And also, if you go to iTunes, I have a podcast. If you search the Health Matters Radio Show on iTunes podcast, you'll be able to listen to the previous shows there and subscribe to the podcast too. So a quick disclaimer before we kick the show off properly. The purpose of the show is to provide you with competent information on the subject matters that we cover and to help educate and inform you in ways that you could improve your own health. However, this is on the understanding that I'm not engaged in providing medical advice and the content of the show should not be treated as a substitute for such. If you have any concerns about your general health or you require medical or other expert assistance, please speak to a suitably qualified healthcare professional, which in many cases can be obtained by dialing 111 or speaking with your local pharmacist first. All the content is provided for general information only, and I encourage you to do your own research. And the show is based on my knowledge, my research, my experience, and often my opinion. And I disclaim any liability that is incurred from the use of or application of the content of the show. So, antioxidants. It's a bit of a buzzword at the moment. People have heard, or most people know about them, or have certainly heard of them, but they don't really know what they are, what they do, or the benefits of them. So before we talk about antioxidants and what they are, let's talk about oxidation and free radicals. So oxidation, or oxidative stress as it's called, is an imbalance of the free radicals in your body and the antioxidants in your body. And this can lead to cell and tissue damage. But actually, this oxidative stress occurs naturally and it does play a role in the aging process. But the problem is when it's long term, it can cause issues with, it can cause chronic conditions, including things like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. And it's all about this balance, okay? So if you can imagine, on one side, you've got the free radicals, which are the things that do damage within the cells, and you've got the antioxidants, which are the good guys in this piece. And all the time, your body's trying to keep a balance between the two. And often because of environmental issues, because of stress, because of our diet, because of our lifestyle, pollution, radiation, all those sorts of things, it can put that balance out in favour of these free radicals. So our lifestyle and our diet does play a huge part in this oxidative stress, this degeneration of our cells. But our bodies produce these free radicals as part of its normal metabolic process. And it also produces these antioxidants to neutralise the free radicals. As I said, generally speaking, your body is able to keep a reasonable balance of these two. But it's when it goes out of kilter and out of balance that the problems can arise. And when we have this uncontrolled stress, as I mentioned, it can lead on to health issues, it can accelerate the aging process, and it can lead to things like, it has links with things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, asthma. It can cause, or be a contributor to male infertility. So this oxidative stress, excuse me, can actually cause a lot of damage to the body if it's uncontrolled, and if it, that we have this continual lack of balance between the free radicals and our own antioxidants. So what we'll do is we'll cover oxidative stress in more detail next week, but I just wanted to give you a bit of an outline as to what it is and the damage it can do in the short term, but also in the long term too. So I mentioned free radicals. Now, free radicals are molecules within your cells that have one or more unpaired electrons. So it makes them quite unstable. Now, our mitochondria, that combines oxygen and glucose together to produce carbon dioxide, water and ATP. And as a byproduct of natural cellular metabolism, then these free radicals arise as part of a natural process. But as I mentioned, we produce antioxidants to combat these free radicals. Other things like smoking, pesticides, other chemicals can also contribute to these free radical buildups in our body. So we've spoken about antioxidants, oxidation, we've spoken about free radicals. So now we come on to antioxidants. So the substances that we naturally produce in our body, but we can also get from our diet as well. So antioxidants are substances that neutralize or they remove free radicals by donating an electron to stabilize the free radical. Now you can search this on the internet. It's quite a technical process, which I won't go into now, but essentially what you have is you have a substance that has an abundance of electrons, which is the antioxidant, and you have a free radical which is lacking electrons, which makes it unstable. And basically the antioxidant donates an electron to the free radical to basically stabilize it and to stop it causing damage. Now, as I mentioned, our body produces some of those antioxidants naturally, but a big part of them also comes from our diet. So you've probably heard of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. These are all natural antioxidants. And these antioxidants can come from a number of different sources. As I say, our diet is a big part of antioxidant intake. So fruits, vegetables, these contain many antioxidants that we can't produce ourselves. And essentially, these are in the form of vitamins and minerals. And these antioxidants, they work differently, but together they form a team that fight free radicals and the damage that free radicals can cause. And they either stop these free radicals before they form, or they break them down and stabilize them so that they become harmless. And in our food, there are different substances. As I mentioned, vitamins and minerals form a big part of antioxidant intake. But I'm going to go through some that you've probably heard of and maybe a few that you haven't heard of that we can get in our daily diet. If you have a balanced, healthy diet that's full of whole natural foods, unprocessed foods, those sorts of things, then generally speaking, you're probably getting a decent amount of antioxidants in your diet. But I'm going to go through some here that you might have heard of. And I'm going to talk about the sources and where you can get them from in your food. So the first of these is a substance called lycopene. Now, lycopene is a carotenoid, and it has been proven to help protect against prostate, lung, and breast cancer. And essentially, you get lycopene from tomatoes. So whether they're cooked or they're processed, generally speaking, tomatoes are a really good source of lycopene. And if you heat these tomatoes up, it actually makes it easier for your body to absorb it. And if you add a little bit of fat, like healthy olive oil, it can help your body to absorb the lycopene even more. Vitamin C. Now, vitamin C, everyone's heard of vitamin C. Vitamin C's technical name is ascorbic acid, and it's stored in water. So you might have heard it being called water soluble. So if you take abundant amounts of vitamin C, you would generally excrete it through your urine. So at best, it's a waste of money. But vitamin C is a really good antioxidant, and it has been proven to help reduce the risk of some cancers, including stomach cancer, lung cancer, and cancers of the digestive system. And generally speaking, we know we get vitamin C from things like oranges and citrus fruits, but you can also get vitamin C from tomatoes and green vegetables as well. And the key with vitamin C is to try to consume these foods in their raw form, because vitamin C is actually quite a delicate vitamin, and cooking, and certainly overcooking, can destroy it. Vitamin E is another antioxidant vitamin. So this antioxidant is stored in fat, or as we commonly know it as being fat soluble. It fights off free radicals that attack fat in your cell walls. This is quite an interesting one, because it can also help to reduce and stop LDL cholesterol from turning into a form that is liquid into a form that can harden the arteries. And that in turn can lead on to things like atherosclerosis and cardiovascular disease. So vitamin E is a really good form of antioxidant that helps to keep LDL cholesterol under control. And you can get vitamin E from things like whole grains, vegetable oils, olive, sunflower and canola oils, nuts, and also green leafy vegetables. Omega-3 and omega-6 are also antioxidants. Now, omega-3s help protect against things like heart disease, stroke, arthritis, cataracts, and certain forms of cancer, whereas omega-6s help to improve conditions like eczema, psoriasis, and osteoporosis. Now, these are called essential fatty acids because we can't make them in our body. The problem is most people get far too much omega-6 in their diet, and far too little omega-3. So far too much grain-based omega-6s and far too little fish-based omega-3s. So the goal for most people is to eat less omega-6 and eat more omega-3. An ideal balance is around 4 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. In reality, most people's diets these days are more like 30 or 40 to 1. And the problem is when you eat too much omega-6 compared to omega-3, it can cause inflammation. So reduce down omega-6, increase omega-3, that's the goal. Obviously, omega-3 you get from fatty fish, so like salmon, tuna, sardines. And you can also get omega-3s from walnuts and also chia seeds as well. And omega-6s generally will come from things like vegetable oils, nuts, poultry, grains, those sorts of things. Beta-carotene is another antioxidant. It's a fat-soluble carotenoid. We've mentioned carotenoids already in the form of lycopene. And carotenoids are essentially the yellow, orange and red pigments that we find in vegetables and fruits. So your body turns beta-carotene into retinol, and retinol can help you to see. It's good for your eyesight. However, in supplement form, beta-carotene can be quite dangerous because you can overdose with it. So it's best to get your beta-carotene from food-based sources. And this can be things like fruits and grains, carrots. Carrots are particularly good. Squash, as in the vegetable, not the drink. Spinach and also other green leafy vegetables. Selenium is another antioxidant. Now, selenium is found naturally in soil and water. And selenium helps your thyroid to work properly, but it can also potentially protect against things like cancer of the lung, the colon, and also the prostate as well. But you can get too much if you take it as a supplement, so try to get it through naturally through your foods. If you take too much, you can end up with digestive issues, you can end up with hair loss, nail loss, and in extreme cases, too much selenium can lead to cirrhosis of the liver. Generally speaking, food-based sources of selenium include things like grains, onions, garlic, nuts, seafood, meat, and also liver. And flavonoids is the last one. So there's around 4,000 different flavonoids, and these are found in fruits and vegetables. Every plant and every plant, every vegetable, every fruit that we eat contains a different flavonoid combination. But together, they can help protect against things like heart disease, cancer, arthritis, aging, cataracts, memory loss, stroke, inflammation, and also infection as well. And flavonoids are found in fruits and vegetables, as I've just mentioned, but particularly in things like green tea. Grapes are high in flavonoids. Red wine, in moderation, is good for flavonoids. Dark chocolate that's more than 80% cocoa is also high in flavonoids. Again, moderation is key. And also berries as well. In terms of antioxidant supplementation, there was a couple of really powerful antioxidants I've mentioned in previous shows. I've mentioned an antioxidant, a natural one called astaxanthin, and I covered that on show 32. So look back on the media page of my website and have a listen to show 32 to learn more about astaxanthin. And also moringa. I mentioned moringa on show 47. And again, moringa is a really powerful antioxidant that's particularly good for the liver as well. So again, you can't have too much of a good thing. It's really hard to take too much in its natural form in terms of antioxidants. But if you're worried about it, and obviously have a chat with your doctor, don't go bonkers with supplementation. You know, astaxanthin and moringa are good, in my opinion, but don't take too much because, as I say, too much can overdose the system and can cause other issues as well. If you're in any doubt, have a chat to your doctor, particularly if you're taking medication, or you can contact me for a chat via my website. So there you go. So we'll cover oxidative stress next week. But hopefully that's given you a bit more background about antioxidants. After the break, we are going to go on to our guest interview with Di.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. There's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? Let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place. We make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. I've loved you 3 summers now, honey, but I want them all. Can I? Thank you.
was Lover by Taylor Swift. You're listening to the Health Matters Radio Show with me, Neil Da Silva. Quick reminder of the show's Twitter and Facebook feeds. On Twitter, it's at Health Radio Show. On Facebook, you can search the Health Matters Radio Show and you can follow the show's Facebook page. You can listen again to this show and all previous shows on the media page of my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk, and also on iTunes. I have a podcast. Search the Health Matters Radio Show on iTunes podcast and you can listen to all the previous shows there too. Okay, so on to our special guest interview of the morning. As I mentioned, today we have Di McCann from Vibrational Sound Therapy. And good morning, Di.
Good morning, Neil.
It's really good to have you on the show today. I'm fascinated about what you do because, you know, I've worked in the health and wellbeing industry for quite a few years now. And when you approached me about talking about what you do to come on the show, it was like, I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating and also really intriguing as well.
I must admit, it does always generate a mixed reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look at you with a blank face, and others sometimes just actually know exactly what you're talking about. So it never ceases to amaze me how people react.
So we're going to get the word out there. We're going to talk about vibrational sound therapy, what it is, what it does, and how it can help people. But before we talk about what it is, let's talk a little bit about you and your background. So perhaps you can give listeners a little bit of background as to, you know, your career path and kind of what's brought you to the point of doing what you now do.
Yes, absolutely. In my past journey life, I was doing something very different. I was working in London. I was in a very corporate background, working within the banking industry. I enjoyed the job up to a certain point, and then I got to a stage where something just didn't feel right at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had that moment, we all have like that moment of epiphany.
Yeah.
And I just realised that, to put it in simple terms, my soul just wasn't singing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt depleted of energy and empty. And I just knew that I had to leave that life behind me. And I woke up one morning and, to my husband's shock, I just announced that I was leaving my job, which I was the higher wage earner at the time.
Wow.
So
okay.
It was quite a big impact.
Mm.
And when I made that decision, I had no idea how it was going to work. I just knew that my health and my happiness had to come first.
Mm.
But it's interesting because as soon as I took that leap of faith, a friend contacted me to say that a local employer was looking for some staff. So I took that job and I also decided to go to college part-time and study beauty and holistic therapy. Fast forward 3 years, I qualified from college, and I then was able to work in a shop working with holistic therapies,
okay.
Which mm-hmm. I absolutely loved, working with clients, helping people. It just gave me such a buzz. And I remember one day the owner of the shop showed me a beautiful chime bar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this chime bar wasn't very big. It was about the length of your hand from your wrist
okay.
to your middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
But when I played it, oh my gosh, the sound, it did something to me and it resonated. It just sent shivers down my spine. And I knew that sound was my journey. I began to intuitively incorporate it within my sessions with mm-hmm. my clients.
Mm-hmm.
The feedback that I got was amazing. I couldn't believe it myself, telling me how energized, uplifted, how cleansed their bodies felt. It just made me want to learn more and more and more, leading me to where I am today, working with vibrational sound therapy.
And it's really interesting that you have that moment, that epiphany, and certainly lots of people that work in the wellbeing industry that haven't done it from a you know, from their teen or early 20s years, you know, they get into it in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s even sometimes. They have that moment where they think, actually, this isn't what I want to do for the rest of my life. There has to be more. I don't know how you feel. Certainly for me, it's about legacy. It's about looking back, you know, when I get to that point, looking back on my life and going, actually, I helped to change the lives of lots of people, rather than just working for an employer, doing the 9 to 5, earning the money, retiring at 65, and then following the traditional pathway. It's just actually looking back and saying, actually, I made a difference. I made a dent in the world. And I don't know about you, but that drives me forward to know that you can make a difference to people's lives, rather than just go out and simply earn money in a job.
Absolutely. I do feel that my previous work history has really enabled me to put stepping stones in place to help me with where I am now. And in terms of helping people, for me, when people say to me, what do you do as a job? It isn't really a job. It isn't work. It's me. What I do is one. It's in complete total alignment. There's no separation.
Yeah.
Helping people is my passion.
Yeah. And you can see that, definitely.
Thank you.
So let's talk more about vibrational sound therapy, because I think it's fair to say it's not as well known as other therapies. You know, most people have heard of, you know, hypnotherapy or physiotherapy or whatever. You know, there's lots of more commonly known therapies out there. So as I mentioned, when you sort of came onto my radar, it was like, oh, this is interesting, because I've worked in this industry for quite a long time, and I've never met anyone that does what you do. So I thought, got to have you on the show. Got to explore this, because I'm really interested. I'm really inquisitive about what you do, and I'm hopefully, you know, we can help you get the word out there about the benefits of vibrational sound therapy and what it does. So perhaps you can explain a little bit more about what it is.
Yes, I'd love to. In simple terms, the scientist Nikola Tesla said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. This is really true. All energy has a vibration, and all vibration has a frequency. This is everything, and it includes us, our animals, plants. In terms of us as human beings, our bodies, brains, emotions, thoughts, cells, organs, all of these things are vibrating at a specific frequency. It's just amazing, because we are creating our own unique sound system. When we feel ill or out of balance, it's because some part of us energetically, on different levels, it can be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, has become dissonant and isn't vibrating at the right frequency. Now, that's quite a lot to take in. It's a lot. So sometimes when I try and explain it to people, I say, if we imagine our body and it's an orchestra and it's playing a beautiful symphony, and then suddenly one day, one of those instruments, we can say the violin, but let's actually relate it to a part of the body. It could be a kidney. Either goes out of tune or stops working completely. Now, when you take time to think about that, that would not only affect the symphony, everything else working, the tunes within the body, but it affects the whole body working as a whole, the whole orchestra. And it has a domino knock-on effect on your energy system. In essence, your energy system is your vibrational template for good health. You need to keep it in tune. Vibrational sound therapy is hugely effective at bringing the body back into balance. And the tools that I work with are tuning forks and beautiful sound pipes, or known as chime pipes. And the frequencies I work with, you go in, you work with the person's energy system and the sound, you deconstruct the energy and the blockages, you give it back to the system. Most people are amazed at how much energy they have because we're actually releasing density within the body and giving it back. It's quite a lot to take in.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, it's about bringing this balance back, isn't it?
Most definitely, yeah. Yes.
And hearing, as I understand it, I think it's one of the first senses to develop, isn't it? And one of the last to go.
It is, completely. Hearing, the faculty of hearing, is one of the first senses to develop in utero, and it's the last to depart before death. In addition to perceiving sounds through the ears, we also perceive sound waves through the skin. And our body is made up of around 70% water, which makes it the perfect medium for actually allowing sound to pass through, because sound travels up to 5 times faster through water than air. There's a lot of science attached to this, a lot of research. Some people may think it's a little bit woo-woo, and I understand that. But when you actually get down to the basics, we are talking physics, quantum physics here.
Pretty cool. Right, so that's what it is. Let's talk a little bit about what it does. So how do you use vibrational sound therapy to help people, and in what ways can you help people?
There's many ways that I can help people, and there's many benefits, many, that it has. It's a non-invasive treatment, which is deeply calming and relaxing. It can take you down to the theta brainwave. It allows your body to rest, rejuvenate and repair, and it works on a cellular level. This is brilliant for people who are not so keen on talking therapies. Don't get me wrong, I do talk a lot to people. I do a lot of coaching, mentoring, all of that stuff just happens in our working journey when I'm working with somebody. Mm-hmm. However, the actual process of just laying there means that you surrender. And when you can surrender and calm your thoughts, amazing things happen. Sound is brilliant for people who struggle with mind chatter. So most people who come to me will say, I don't think I can lay there. I don't think I'm going to be able to listen. Mm. And I just smile and nod and watch. And within a couple of sessions, most people are snoring away, which is amazing. Just listening to the sounds.
Yeah.
Three huge benefits that it will give is it will soothe and regulate the nervous system. It reduces cortisol levels within the body, which help with feelings of flight, fight, and freeze. It has an increased sense of well-being, and we've already said it balances on all levels and the energy systems. It's brilliant for people if you struggle with stress, overwhelm, anxiety, struggling with life's daily challenges. It calms the brainwaves down. It just works. It's brilliant.
Mm.
I have various ways of incorporating the work. So I will work with somebody's energy and the sound, and I gently release the blockages. And as I've mentioned already, it isn't just about laying on a bed. There's lots of mentoring and coaching, guidance around mindset, mm-hmm. healthy daily practices to optimize your well-being. People are amazed at the way of how it works, in the sense of they'll come along and sometimes they will be a little bit skeptic, and I love that. They're the best people to come.
Mm.
And they'll get a sense of what's going on, and they are astounded by how relaxed, how calm, how lighter their bodies feel. I should say, though, that before I do any sessions with anybody, I do a very detailed consultation first. And the reason for that is that would be a completely different session, because we look at their life from birth to where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
We look at patterns within their life, trauma that they've experienced, belief systems, because everybody reacts differently to sound. Everyone's experiences are different. They may be similar, but they're different.
Mm.
And everyone's energy is different. So every session that I work with people is very prescriptive and tailored to them.
And it's interesting that you you mentioned, you know, about being stressed out, about anxiety, about being physically, mentally, emotionally drained and out of balance, and that overwhelm, you know, that really kind of describes, well, for most people, it's pretty much their day-to-day life, isn't it?
It is. And some people actually sometimes want to be busy. They want to stay busy, because if they're busy, it means they're not stopping to actually look at some things that maybe they would benefit from looking at. And sounds, the way I love sound is that when you listen, and the first sessions are very focused on relaxation, it's purely by listening, it balances the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. It helps deal with the big feelings of the brain. So I'm a big, huge advocate that lots of people do meditation, which is fantastic. However, some people will meditate because they've had a bad day or something not great has happened. For me, my guidance is we do this every day. We take time out every day. And the reason for that is then when you do have times that you are unable to cope, your brain will kick in quicker because you've programmed the pathways to respond better. Sound helps to do that. It balances the back part of the brain, the feeling part, and the front part, the logical part. So if you are in moments of overwhelm, so you have an emotional response to something, it helps to kick in and it will enable you to respond better and more calmly. And that way you will get a more calmer response back. This is how I love working with people.
And it's quite interesting because, yes, people, I know people that use meditation almost as a medicine. So like you say, they have an, you know, a stressful episode, something happens, they think, right, I need to meditate to calm down.
Yeah.
But unless you get in the habit of doing it and create those neural pathways, you never really use the real benefit of it, which is about prevention of those situations in the first place. You're always using those techniques to deal with the aftermath rather than preventing that thing occurring in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's almost reactive.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
The reaction, and then you go in because you don't feel right. You feel wobbly inside, and you feel, oh, I need to feel calm. So then you'll do something to make you feel calm. For me, my philosophy is very much that meditation is a journey, and it's a journey to living in the moment. This is how I love working with people. And if you live in the moment, anxiety doesn't exist because you're not projecting forwards. Yeah. If you're in the moment, depression can be helped because you're not living in the past. You are in the moment. And that's where we need to be living and having our experiences.
I will drop in at this particular juncture that there's a really good book by a guy called Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yes.
And it's called The Gifts from Ikis.
Oh, okay.
If I was on a desert island and I had a choice of only three books to read for the rest of my life, it would be in the top three.
Wow.
And it talks about living in the moment. It talks about not projecting forwards to things that might happen or, you know, may or may not happen, but also not living in the past, because obviously we can't change the past. So that's a really, really good book. If you like reading, The Gifts from Ikis by Dr. Wayne Dyer is an amazing one. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of the successes. So we've explained what vibrational sound therapy is, obviously how it actually works and how it can help people. Do you have a couple of real-life examples you can talk about where it's actually changed people's lives?
Yes, I do. What I probably should have mentioned as well is that I not only work with adults, but I work with children from age 7 upwards, leading into teenagers. And I'm also now extending my work into working with young people. What I have done is I've used all my expertise of working with vibrational sound therapy and other experience I've learned along the way, and I've written programs for these children, teenagers and young people, showing them how to release emotions in a healthy way, learning how to relax, develop an awareness around their feelings and self-regulation. I've seen so many times, we've spoken about it, we've just touched on it, with adults who can be very reactive and then seek meditation. So one of my huge passions is actually working with these children and helping them and giving them tools now to go forwards in life. One child I had the opportunity to work with came to me because his mum took him out from school. He was suffering with anxiety. He'd had terrible experiences around social media bullying. Social media these days is so tough. It's tough for adults. Imagine what it's like for children. He just wasn't coping. We worked through the program and he's now back in school, which is something his mum really didn't think was going to happen. He's managing his anxiety. He's able to concentrate, focus. And he came to me recently and he had what I call the full sound sessions. And he's like a different child. He's done his exams recently. His concentration and focus was amazing. I was so proud of him. And he's learning now tools to help guide him in life. There was another adult who I worked with, and he's one of the people who I love because he was very sceptical, very analytical, in his mind a lot, very logical. So I showed him the science behind this, which he loved. He'd been to see various counsellors, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, and every therapy has its place. It's all brilliant. But for him, it was a talking therapy and it just wasn't clicking, it wasn't working. So we did the sound sessions. I showed him other things along the way. He uses the tuning fork to meditate daily with and to calm him. And in his words, these were his words, I've got something that I thought I would never, ever have, which is I can see a light at the end of the tunnel. And he's happy, which is what it's all about, being happy, finding your zone that you're comfortable with and being at peace.
Definitely. So what are your plans for the remainder of 2019 and into 2020, Di?
Well, this year's been a busy year. It's been very much about raising visibility for the business, going out, talking, speaking. One of the things I struggle with, because of what I do, it's quite hard to explain it in 30 seconds sometimes, which has made me realise I need to get my message out there on a much broader, stronger basis.
Yeah.
I've been focusing on workshops. So I've been holding workshops for teenagers, which is based on some of the core elements of my program. I'm looking at holding workshops for some of the younger children. And I'm now launching workshops for adults in October, which gives an introduction to sound therapy. Brilliant. For focusing on that mind chatter, anxiety, slowing it all down, and how we can work through our emotions. I'm taking steps to also really hone in on my micro niche of business, which is going to be working with looked after children, ones in foster care, adoption, young people, historically of backgrounds like that, very much quite difficult backgrounds. I'd really want to get into working with those and independent agencies, independent children's services, foster agencies, schools. I've done work in schools already. the feedback is good and people are really buying into this because they can see how it works. And I spoke to a young person recently and it just amazed me. He said to me, oh, what do you do? And I explained and he said, I've got a tuning fork out. And he couldn't wait to get hold of it because he'd already researched the benefits of it already.
Wow.
Children are buying into this. They're receptive. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah, children are definitely more receptive than adults, for sure, for
Definitely, yes.
So in summary, can you give me sort of a brief overview of the sorts of clients that you're looking for, the sorts of people that you're looking to work with?
Yes, absolutely. I have a variety of clients. With adults, it would be adults who are suffering or who have experienced trauma, past hurt, overwhelm, anxiety, stress, exhaustion, depression, in essence, who feel burnt out, who are unable to relax, shut their mind chatter down, who really just want help to realign and help them create a happier, more balanced, peaceful life. Teenagers and children from age 7 upwards, who I can work with any of these children, but those especially who suffer with low emotional well-being, anger, anxiety. It is amazing for children studying for exams. It cuts out all of the anxiety before they go in to sit their exams. Children with additional needs, ADHD, autism, sensory processing difficulties. I've already touched on looked after children and young people. And also the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we also have, still touching on the adult side, parents, carers or staff who need help with self-care and relaxation techniques and helping to work through their own triggers.
Mm, brilliant. Fantastic. So if people want to get hold of you, what's the first step that they should take and how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, I have a website, which is www.vibrationalsoundtherapy.co.uk. This will be undergoing. It's there. However, I've now decided that as the business is going from strength to strength, I'm redoing the website. I'm going to get a new website in place. So the website is there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Facebook, which will be Vibrational Sound Therapy Kent, and email info@vibrationalsoundtherapy.co.uk. I offer a free discovery call for anybody who wants to get in touch and answer any questions. Like I said, everyone is different and all needs are different.
Super. Excellent. It's been fascinating. Thank you so much, Di.
Thank you.
For coming on the show and explaining a bit more about vibrational sound therapy. And in the post-promotion I do for today's show, I'll also put those contact details on social media as well.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been
it.
A pleasure. Thank you. So for the next couple of minutes, I just want to talk about sleep apnea. Now, again, it's something that people have probably heard of. Maybe people suffer with it and they don't even realise. But it's a huge problem. So sleep apnea is also known as obstructive sleep apnea. And this happens when a person's throat is partly or completely blocked while they're asleep. So some people have got it and don't even realise that they've got it. Now, that brief pause or that pause in breathing can be anything from a few seconds to up to 90 seconds. And as the body's reaction to not breathing kicks in, obviously they then wake up suddenly and often will just then go back to sleep. And this can happen many times a night, sometimes in extreme cases, hundreds of times a night. And often people are unaware that it happens, but they'd often wake up feeling tired, which can be a symptom of sleep apnea. Now, if you're middle-aged or over, if you snore, if you're carrying too much weight, if it's in the family, you are at higher risk. But also people that have naturally narrow throats or nasal passages, or children with enlarged tonsils or adenoids can also suffer from sleep apnea. And some of the symptoms of sleep apnea include things like these pauses in breathing, which is often noticed by either the parents or the partner of the person that's got it. If they snore a lot, if they toss and turn a lot, if they wake up gasping or choking, or if they feel tired continually, even after what they perceive as long periods of sleep, that can be a problem as well. And there's evidence that suggests that sleep apnea can lead on to more serious issues, including things like increasing the risk of things like diabetes, stroke, it can lead to headaches, it can lead to depression, personality change, moodiness, it can lead to a lack of interest in sex. It can also lead to poor memory and a lack of concentration. And the tiredness can lead on to things like an increased risk of accidents in a car, but also in the workplace as well. So it's quite a serious condition that a lot of people may suffer with, but they might not actually realise they suffer with it. And if you've got high blood pressure or you've got other cardiovascular issues, then you can be at higher risk of suffering with sleep apnea as well. But it can be treated. You can also, obviously talk to your doctor about this. If you've got mild sleep apnea, then sleeping on your side, using devices like those special pillows or a wedge, a rubber wedge, can actually help you. If you lose weight, if you're carrying too much weight, that can help reduce the sleep apnea as well. And also, if you drink alcohol in the evening, that does increase the risk of sleep apnea. So if you are struggling with sleep apnea, perhaps reducing the amount of alcohol drunk in the evening can also help to reduce those symptoms as well. Other options that might help, well, avoiding sleeping tablets, because believe it or not, sleeping tablets can make sleep apnea worse. If you smoke, then trying to cut down or cut out smoking can help as well. But you can also use decongestant sprays. You can use those little strips that go over the nose to help the breathing process. But if it becomes more serious, then you might need to have medical intervention. Some people need surgery. Some people will use something called a CPAP pump, a continuous positive airway pressure pump, which feeds pressurized air into a face mask to hold your throat open. And some people use special mouth guards or splints while they're sleeping, which normally works with mild sleep apnea, just to help that keep the airway open so that you don't then suddenly have that moment when you wake up because you're not breathing. So if you think you've got sleep apnea, if your partner has mentioned perhaps about you waking up in the middle of the night, suddenly, or you snore a lot, then do get it checked out. Have a chat with your doctor, because if left untreated, it can lead on to much more serious conditions, including things like, as I mentioned, cardiovascular issues, stroke, and also diabetes. So we're going to wrap the show up now. I can't believe how quick the hour goes. I'd like to thank Di once more for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here. I've really enjoyed it.
And on next week's show, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about oxidative stress and the damage that can do to the body. A quick reminder, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's @HealthRadioShow. On Facebook, search the Health Matters Radio Show. If you'd like to get in contact with me away from social media, if you'd like to talk to me about workshops that I run, or find out more about what I do in terms of weight management, diabetes management, etc., then please go to my website, which is www.i-nutrition.co.uk. And if you'd like to make contact with me, click on the contact button and drop me an email. And if you work in the health and wellbeing industry and you'd like to come on the show, as Di has done today, and talk a little bit more about what you do, how you got into doing what you do, and how you can help people, then drop me a line through my website or through social media, and we'll see about getting you on a future show as a guest. So after the last song, we have the Channel Radio News and Weather. So until the same time next week, have a great week ahead. Stay happy, stay healthy, and I will catch you next Monday.
This is the road.